Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Daily playoff pods, baby. Let's freaking go.
So I know I always say Christmas is the best time of the year. This might be.
This is the best.
This might be the best.
I mean,
it's training camp, Christmas, and this.
Of course, you got to put training camp.
Yeah, training camp.
I mean, we wouldn't be here without training camp.
The stats won again, by the way.
Hey, how about
that? Career low in interceptions.
There you go. Victory lap. You want to just run around the studio?
No, today is more about the team.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. It's more about the team. We got time to get to
that. We got plenty of time.
We'll get to all the victory laps.
We got about 5 weeks till we get
to that. That's true. That's true. I will say, and we'll get into all of it, all week we got, again, every day we'll be recording. So lots to talk about.
Every day. YouTube, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Come hang out. Listen to pod two. Listen twice. Why not?
Listen all day.
You could tell yesterday in the pod, I feel last, so we've had, this is the third year, for those who
third
don't
year
know,
of the daily pod.
Third year of the daily pods of the playoffs. When the playoffs start, we go every day. So obviously 2022, we went
did
for a month.
A bit.
It was a month straight of pods. And then last year we did a week, you know, so it was,
and
like,
it was a depressing
it
week.
Was, I feel like it was, I was out. I was like, they're losing. The
it was
whole
only
thing.
Kind of two extra pods. Yeah, it, like, was, it just didn't
it
really.
It was nothing. Yes. So like, I will start today saying, I am feeling a lot more like 2022 heading into this than I was last year.
I'm worried I'm like overly confident. Yeah, I don't know if that's where you're at, but like, I don't know. And again, this is going to be a hype, fun pod, but like, I'm almost at a point where I'll quote the Hamilton thing. Like, I've imagined death so much it feels like a memory.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like, it's like it's happened already. Yeah. Like we're going to the Super Bowl. Like, that's how I feel. And so, for me, for the beginning of this, like, I heard you guys earlier on the morning show reference, like with the Phillies, we thought it was going to be a long run, but I don't think there was that same feeling.
No, I agree. Team. It's different.
Like, there was a hope, but it wasn't the actual team. I think with this, there is a combination of hope and belief. And I don't think, obviously last year, those weren't. I think there was hope. There was certainly not a lot.
No belief. And honestly, I didn't even have hope last year.
You didn't. Right. I did. But like this year, I definitely think there's like a lethal combination of hope.
As there should be.
As there should be.
Because they have done it. Nothing but show us that they are a damn good football team. The point you've made multiple times is when healthy, when full strength.
They haven't lost.
They haven't lost.
They haven't lost.
They've not lost a football game full strength this year. Two of their three losses came on drop passes.
Yeah.
And the other one,
the team wasn't.
Half the team wasn't playing in Tampa. Like, so, I mean, they were missing AJ, Devontae, and Lane Johnson.
And Lane, yep. And like half the team tapped out.
Like, exactly. Yeah. So I just don't know how you couldn't feel confident in this group. Look, now let's get to the whole picture, because we talked about it yesterday.
Right.
And it is like, you look back to 2022, it was like, granted, we had a bye, so that already easier. But then you're like, oh, we're getting the freaking Giants coming here. The
couldn't
Niners.
Couldn't have worked out
better. Right. This is a very different path. We think. But it is likely we're going to have the Packers, then either the
Rams
the Vikings
or the Bucks.
It could be the Vikings or the Bucks, most likely. I think the Vikings probably favored against the Rams, right? I haven't seen that line yet.
So I think one of the two home teams will win.
I agree. I think the Bucks win, and I think the Vikings win, we would play the Bucks.
Right.
Regardless, whether it's the Bucks or the Vikings, it can't be the Commanders. If the Commanders win and the Eagles win, the Commanders are going to Detroit no matter what. So, like, even if it's the Rams, then you get probably Detroit and then a potential Buffalo, Kansas City type Super Bowl. And this would be a really, really impressive run.
So this is my strongest feeling heading into the postseason. I think all year we've been building up to Eagles Lions. It feels like a fait accompli. Yes. Like, it's been very clear all year. The two best teams in the NFC are the Lions and the Eagles. You know, I'm so mad at myself. I said I believed in the Vikings, and then they go out and they lay,
of course,
an egg in the biggest spot.
Darnold looks terrible.
Now, I will say this, too, about that game last night.
I can't believe I stayed awake for it.
I know. Look at you.
Much more tired today.
I didn't even stay awake for the whole thing. I fell asleep, like, midway
through. Wow.
Yeah. Once they scored to go up, like...
No, yeah. So, 31-9, I crushed my teeth, and I got like that. Yeah.
But I'll say this about last night. Like, the Eagles beat the Lions in that.
In my opinion, guys were open.
Yeah. Darnold just missed them.
Yeah.
And I obviously have been thinking a lot about the Packers and Jalen of it all. And I was thinking about this morning. Tell me if you agree. I feel like for the most part, 80% of the time, when there's a play there to be made, Jalen makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time, right? No quarterback does it all the time. But like, guys that Darnold missed last night, I don't think Jalen misses those throws consistently. He will. All quarterbacks miss throws. So last night when I was watching that game, I was thinking the Vikings really could have been up like 21-7. I mean, they were in the red zone a bunch. I liked going for it on fourth. It kind of felt a little bit to me like Kevin O'Connell was chasing it.
It felt like he was trying to match.
Yeah, Kendall. Exactly.
That's what it felt like.
Well, that's the other thing I was thinking during the game. I think to beat the Lions, you have to be comfortable with two things. You have to be comfortable being tough, and you have to be comfortable taking chances. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles are very, very comfortable with both of those things. I think the Vikings are a tough team on defense. I don't think they're a tough team on offense. I think the Eagles are a tough team on both sides of the ball, like the Lions are. But the Vikings, to me, felt very uncomfortable taking chances last night. Like, when they were going for it on fourth, it didn't feel like there was confidence.
It didn't feel like it was their identity.
Yeah,
whereas
it felt like it was
Lions
like, oh,
go for it.
We should
it
probably go for
like
the first
identity.
One. You don't get it. And then you're like, well, we got to go for it now because I thought the field goal kicking decision was weird, too. Like, the Vikings
seemed
out of there.
There was no consistency with their decision.
Exactly. The Vikings seemed out of their element. I don't think the Eagles will be out of their element in that. Like, not only will they not be out of their element, like, they will be in their comfort zone in that place. Like, on the road, tough team, chances. Like, they have been in that game. Like, the Saints, they won that game. And I know they didn't play great, but whatever. Like, they've won that game. They have won, you know, the Chiefs game last year to an extent. Like, they have gone into tough environments, matched what that team had, and been very comfortable in that. And, like, that's why... Sorry, I'm just going on a rant now. But like, that's when we talk so much about, can they win with Jalen? Can they win? Like, they've won all types of games. There is no environment I think this team could walk into and I'd be like, I don't know if they can handle this. And that's what was clear to me last night, is the Vikings are a good team. They have a good defense. They have good players. You could lose to the Vikings on any given day. But when the Eagles and Lions play their A or even B-plus game, there's no team in the NFC, I think, that can match that. It's just a matter of the division and conference is good enough where if the Eagles play their B-minus game,
I totally agree,
like,
with you.
They could lose. And that's the scary thing, which is like, as excited as we are and like, this is going to be a great month. I mean, like, who knows what could happen?
Well,
like,
the margin for error is much slimmer than in like 2022 or other years. I think it's a great point. And like, that, it's funny because everyone does the whole like, no one can beat the Eagles but themselves. But that's kind of what
kinda
we're
true.
Saying here in this situation, other than maybe the Lions or the Bills or the Chiefs. Like, it does feel like those four teams are a step above everyone else. And it feels like, to your point, it feels like a Lions Eagles NFC championship game has basically been fated for 2 months now.
Yeah. It's like we're watching a movie. It's like, of course, these are
it's like
be
this
the
is
two.
What is supposed to happen. And look, things don't always go the way they're supposed to happen. We know that. But it does feel like that we're on a collision course for that. And if it does happen, I mean, what a freaking NFC championship game to get excited for, man. I mean, it is, That's a heavyweight matchup.
I was
thinking
this morning about doing the park show on Saturday and flying to Detroit Saturday night for the game. Like, this is what it's all about. Like, this is what this, as much as I love training camp and, you know, the 14 wins that they got, like, this has been an awesome season.
Awesome season.
And let's be honest, fans deserved it after the discussing this.
Totally.
2020.
Totally.
Like, this,
and the team deserves credit.
Yes.
For the coming out of 2023 and giving us this. And obviously, yeah. Nick, I think, as more than anyone, with the heat that that guy was under, the job that he has done. What a freaking job Nick Sirianni did this.
Preach.
Seriously. I gave him, we do bad to the bone game ball.
Oh, I heard.
The year. I gave him my game ball for the year. Yeah. Like, Saquon was the first, like, him and Saquon, I think, deserve the top two game balls for this team this year. What Nick has done to keep this group together. The ups and downs that this team has had this year. Obviously, we all remember the loss in Tampa, the bye week, winning against Cleveland and the kids and the whole thing and all that. And then to navigate all that, go on this run. Then in the midst of this winning streak, have this Jalen AJ like bomb dropped on the team.
Feels like forever.
Probably
ago,
it does.
Yeah.
And it just navigated and whooped the Steelers' ass and just play through these things. And I've been... And every single week this team comes out, and other than the Washington game where Jalen got lost, and they were a little sloppy in that game. Like, they are so...
They're clean.
Well coached. Yep. And they come out. I've said this to you for years, and it was something I said in 2017 before we were together, all that stuff, where it was like, to me, the hallmark of a great team is a team that just shows up ready to play and they handle their freaking business. And this team is as much that as any team I ever remember in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing about going to Detroit. And really, that's the other thing about the playoffs, too. The playoffs are lost on dumb mistakes. Like, special teams
turnovers.
Mistakes, right? Like, I mean, think about
Kadarius Toney. Think about the Super Bowl.
The fumble by Jalen. Like, that was kind of the difference.
Those are
right?
The two plays where you point to be like, if that had gone the other way, they probably would.
One of those two flipped. Now, who knows? The defense is...
You never know. But the point is, they were massive.
The Eagles are really good. They are very, very good at, like, having a plan and executing it. And is it possible that on any given day, you know, Jordan Love goes crazy? Like, maybe. But I would be very surprised if the Eagles beat themselves into playoffs. I just don't think that's who they are. And so I don't know if you know this. I'm guessing most people didn't. But you saw Nick Sirianni at the podium last night in the Mount Union shirt. Did you see this?
No, I heard the audio. I didn't actually watch it. So I didn't know who was wearing
that. He had a Mount Union shirt on last night. Mount Union played in, like, whatever their version of the championship game is last night.
And for those who don't know, that's where Nick went to school.
That's where, that's where Nick.
Just in case people don't. Yeah. I'm sure people know by now. I
was actually going there with this. Yeah. Like, so they lost a championship game last night. You have to wonder how Nick's going to handle that. Like,
it's a
sad week. Nick Monday. Yes. We'll see if he has a Mount Union shirt on today. You have to hope, you know, Larry Karras calls him. Like, but
okay, Nick. No,
so I was thinking, because you talked about what a special year Nick has had. And I kind of think his, like, love for Mount Union, like, really, I think, summarizes who he is, in my opinion. You ready for this?
I can't wait. This is why we're here. Right
so
now.
First of all, Nick's number one trait. Loyalty.
Yep.
Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
His loyalty to Mount Union is absurd. Like, I respect you went there. We love that we went to Temple. He is, like, on a national stage wearing a Mount Union 2017. I mean, let's be real here, right? Like, you know, Jack, like, stuck with him, like, Bloomsburg. Like, that's what we're talking about here. Yeah. Like, we went to, you know, Temple. Like, it's like everyone knows that. So, like,
it's a D1 organization.
His loyalty to Mount Union is absurd. Number two. I think that who Nick is as a coach that will benefit him against the Lions and this team in the playoffs is, at his core, he's a high school football coach. Like, in my opinion, he is, like...
Which is funny because, real quick, that was the original...
I know, that was original.
...knock
high
on
school
him,
Harry,
and now you're,
like,
using it as a
but I think it's such a...
I get it.
He is, like, we're going to execute this properly. We're going to we're going to be a tough team. We're going to win on the edges. Like, I don't think he's, like, a schematic... guy where it's like the Niners, the Dolphins, like the Rams. And I also think that where Nick is at his core is, like, high school bonding togetherness locker room. And I think the two things, and I think the Vikings have this to an extent, but the two things the Lions and the Eagles have that are very similar to me is when you watch their post-game celebrations, they all are, like, celebrating each other. Like, the way Nick and Dan talk is very similar. I think Dan is a better.
Yeah,
being
Dan's
honest.
The best.
Dan is he's unbelievable postgame.
You tear up watching,
dude. Every time I watch a Lions postgame thing, I'm like, oh, they're screwed.
He's just, like, brimming with emotion. This guy.
But the Eagles have a lot of that as well. I mean, Kenny Pickett described it as a college. So I just think they're on the same page.
I do think, though, and I think it's partially why, and last year, I think, look, we've talked about so many things last year, and who knows how much the Jalen AJ stuff and all that, and we've talked about just coming off the Super Bowl and how much that matters. But I do think that, and I think this is something where people like rip Nick for it, but I think it's asinine. I think that any great coach needs a support system and needs help. And he had it with Steichen and Gannon. Last year was a disaster with guys he didn't pick who came in, like, you know, Brian Johnson, maybe he picked Brian, who knows?
Well, if you picked them or not, it didn't work out.
But they brought in people who are experts at what Vic Fangio, if I had a third game ball,
that would be
he would have been my third. Yeah. Like Vic, without a doubt, would have been my third.
Yeah.
But you just talk like Nick's specialties are not necessarily the scheme stuff. Guess what? Vic is the best we've seen at.
Yes.
The dude just looks at it, he's like, I got it. I know what to do. Bang. Kellen Moore has done a really nice job scheming on offense, reacting to what teams are doing and stuff, and putting together a good game plan as it happens. Like, I think that what they have with Nick, who is special at what he does, but they've done a perfect job of putting the people with him to get the best out of everyone, because it allows Nick to be special at what he's special at and lets these other guys support him in the areas where he's less good, which every coach on the planet has their weaknesses.
By the way, I don't know if you saw it, but both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, head coach candidate, interview request. And so like the Lions have that as well.
Yeah.
The Lions also, like, Dan Campbell is propped
without
up
a doubt
by his assistant
Ben
coach
Johnson. I mean, how long have we talked? Like,
right.
Oh, you know,
I mean, Dan Campbell and Nick, this is the funny part about it. Like, they're very similar. They're so similar.
So similar.
Like,
yeah.
I think they would be great friends. Like, you know, like,
I do too.
Like, so I just, yeah. I mean, it feels like this is where it's going.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. More to get into.
Yeah. I want some Packers.
So pumped. Too. All right. We're going to turn the page to the Packers. But first, I mean, it is freaking go time right now.
Rough week, I feel like, though.
Oh, I didn't check.
I didn't check, but it just felt like
I don't know if it was good.
I mean,
or not.
The Bills lost. Like,
there were some tough ones in there. Yeah.
Really don't think it should count. If we dip below 60% on this,
It'd be outrageous. But you know what? What matters is we've been dominant this year.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's playoff time. It's
thank God we didn't do a part last.
Big boy shoes.
Yes.
And we're gonna win some freaking money because we're winning all year. It's go time.
Agreed.
This run, and listen to this crew: Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Mark Zumoff, Rob Ellis, Joe Conklin. And us, Elliot Sher Park, James Seltzer.
The Go Birds.
The Go Birds team.
The Go Birds team.
That's right. Part of the Bet Parks lineup. That is the Bet Parks team, all of us. And the Bet Parks app is so much fun. And we've had so much fun betting on all these games this year. And there's another way to win with Bet Parks. You can bet on, obviously, all the games. But every week now, they've got this new feature called the Double the Spread Special Boost for all users. They'll pick one select game each weekend, and they'll double the spread. Mm. So, for example, Philadelphia up to 5 points.
So I was going to say that to you.
So like, open at 3.5, move to 4.5 immediately. It is at 5 now. It's in
I kind of think
five,
we both
five
got
half.
It right.
Yeah, in a weird way. And I said it should be 6.5. It's who knows
you
where
think it should
get.
Be 6.5.
Well, that's what I said. I guessed it would be 4.5, but I said I think it deserves to be.
Oh,
6.5.
Wow.
How much
okay.
better I think the Eagles are.
Wow, you well, really.
But look, it's moving it. That way. It's moving that way. Regardless, if it were that game, if it's 5, then you could get. Not that you want to bet on Green Bay.
Right.
Bang. 10-point spread for Green Bay. This is a great feature. Find out what game it is on Friday. Check out the site. All Bet Parks users can play. Details at betparks.com. Plus, you can bet more than the score. Bet player production. Touchdowns, rushing yards, all that. Plus, you got a casino right in your hand. Blackjack, craps, roulette.
Baccarat.
Bang. All the action right at your fingertips. And here's a great deal for your new users. Download the Bet Parks online casino app and Sportsbook app and get up to $1,000. Yes, to $1,000 in casino bonus back. If you're down in the first 24 hours, that's the key. Casino bonus must be wagered. See betparks.com for the details. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Oregon, Michigan.
Whoa.
Gambler, or Ohio. It says OR. I'm going to say Oregon, right? That's got to be OR.
Yeah. I mean, you're
it
the,
just gives
you're
me
the geography
little, like
expert.
PANJO. Oh, I'm an idiot. Or Michigan. Never mind. Forget the Oregon.
Wow.
Let me redo this.
That is an all time.
We're ready to roll here.
That's all time.
21 in PA, New Jersey, or Michigan, because I'm expecting more in there.
Yes.
Gambling problem going in together.
This is very Ron Swanson.
Yes.
Or no, not Ron Swanson. Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
Right, very Ron Burgundy.
Read what's in front of you. But you know what, Elliot? What's more important is I have Window Nation come out and check out the windows in my house. And they made the process so easy. I recommend it. Everyone, especially because it's freaking cold out. It's snowing.
Well, here's the deal. I'm not saying it's too late because it's never too late, but if you're sitting in your home today and you feel the drafty wind and it's cold, like think about the negligence you've shown over the
it's
past
just a good point,
ignoring
it's outrageous.
Like look, I would have hoped us telling you would have been good enough. But if you're sitting in your house today and it's cold, then like, what were you doing? It's too late. But here's the good news. If your home is feeling drafty and uncomfortable this winter, your energy bills are going to go through the roof. That also sucks. Bad job by you. Not you, but the listener that didn't listen. It might be time to replace those old windows. Beat the cold with top quality, energy efficient windows from Window Nation.
Well, it's the only place to go. And obviously, like, you know, make your house warm. But if you're going to do it, you may as well get awesome deals. While you do it, go to windownation.com now and save big with a 50% off on all window styles. Plus, as always, insanely 0% interest, no payments for 2 years. I don't understand how they do this, but they do. Window Nation's products are built to protect your home with top quality insulation and seals, often outperforming and outlasting the expensive guys.
Plus, windows from Window Nation come with a lifetime warranty and can be installed in 1 day or less. Last year, they installed over. Did you see the number?
I didn't. Oh, I haven't looked yet. I just put the
200,000.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have guessed like 30,000.
96% of them requiring no follow up service, so, which is pretty wild.
Upgrade your home with Window Nation. The sale ends January 31st. You got this month. Get on it now. Schedule your fast in-home estimate right now. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com today and tell them Bird sent you.
So you guys talked about this on the morning show. I feel like this is a good topic for today. Backup quarterback.
Sure.
Where are you at with it?
I think it should be Kenny Pickett.
I think it should be Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. What's funny is I and it was brought up in seven. I was like, I don't think this is it. Look, Kenny Pickett looked good. We both talked.
He looked awesome.
I like the future, whatever. Yeah. It could be an asset. You trade him. Who knows what happens? He'll probably be the backup next year.
Yeah.
Like, Kenny Pickett's my backup. Like, and I don't even like Kenny Pickett that much, but this guy has played in a bunch of NFL games. We're talking about the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we're just going to bring in Tanner McKee's play against the Giants. Like, I like Tanner McKee. I just feel like Kenny's your backup. He's been your backup. I think you roll with it. And the other thing too, it's like people act like Kenny didn't look good against Dallas with a broken rib. I thought he played really well.
So,
like, people acting like Tanner McKee's the only one who looked good. I thought Kenny looked good too.
Was it Jim Mora?
No brainer for me.
Was it Jim Mora that did the whole like playoffs? The way you just said playoffs.
I know. I felt
the closest anyone's ever come to doing it without actually doing it.
When I said it, I was like, wow, that was
the second you said it. I was like, this was the best. Close, like,
I felt it too.
It was unbelievable.
Definitely not on purpose.
Well, that's what made it so authentic. Like, it was all right. So here's where I'm at with it. I think there is a real world where Tanner McKee is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett.
Sure. I do too. Absolutely.
Yeah, but Kenny played well against Dallas, right? It was Dallas.
Yeah, he played well.
Wow, feels like forever ago, right?
It does.
He played really good. And like, I do think Tanner McKee can do things Kenny Pickett can't. I think Tanner gets rid of the ball way quicker than, frankly, either Jalen
without
or
a
Kenny
doubt.
Pickett. Like, Tanner McKee's calling card is running the play. Mm-hmm. Like that, like he is all pre-snap. If it's there, he can do it. If not, he's kind of screwed. And the good news is with this talent, guys get open. And to be completely honest, I think they could beat the Packers with any three of these quarterbacks. But I think Kenny Pickett's got to be the backup. He's been the backup all year. He put in a ton of work with AJ and Devontae prior to the
super important.
Prior to the Dallas game, getting ready. He's played in big time spots. How do I think Tanner would react to being in the spotlight? I think he'd probably react pretty well. But I don't know.
He seems like a slow heartbeat.
Yes,
guy,
agreed.
You
know? 100%.
But who knows? We haven't seen him in anything bigger than a regular season game against.
He carries himself.
Like, with no stakes other than, you know, it mattered for him. I'm not saying.
Yes, agreed.
But in terms of like going into that game, you're not saying like, oh, if we win, we're in the playoffs. If we lose, we're out. Like, it's not something like
also,
that.
Also, I think Sunday 4:30. Is the prime spot.
It absolutely
I
is.
Think of all the spots, it is that's the like number the big one boy spot. Game.
That's, yep, of course
100%.
It is.
Like 4:30, I think that's
sense. It is clear. Like
I agree. It's the best game. Best
taking
franchises.
The bias out of it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Forget being an Eagles fan. Like if any Eagles fan or any NFL fan looks at it, it's like, oh, that's the game right there.
Two of the top six franchises in the league, probably. So I 100% agree. I think you roll with Kenny still. Now, here's the flip side of this. Like I don't know how Kenny's ribs are doing. Like,
well, so that's the caveat to all of this.
Right.
If Kenny's hurt, it's Tanner. Like, obviously, like,
right.
No question.
If he's the level of health he was entering the Dallas game, I'm going with Kenny.
I would agree.
But if he made it worse,
if he's however he was out of the Dallas game, where they had to take him out of the game,
right.
I'd go with Tanner.
Now, I think he probably is okay. He was listed as questionable on the
initial injury
on the injury report. I think he'll probably practice Wednesday. We'll do the daily plot on Thursday. My guess is when we do it, we'll be like, yeah, they all practiced. It's fine.
Yeah, Jalen's fine, guys.
Right.
Don't worry.
But
all that,
because there's a lot going on, I understand the question. I just think Tanner's the number two next year.
I totally agree.
Unless you can get a ton for him. I don't know if I asked you this. What would you trade him for? We're going months ahead, but
like a second?
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like what if you could get a four for Kenny, but like two Kenny. For Tanner? You would trade Kenny and you would keep.
Oh, no, I'd get the two.
You get, all right, what about three?
I don't know. I'd probably trade
Kenny. I would take less for Kenny, I think.
I probably
but to be fair, like Kenny's young too. Like there's a lot to like about Kenny as well, but I just think Tanner long term has a higher floor.
I totally agree. Yeah.
It's pretty wild how they hit on him.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not a huge deal because they have a franchise quarterback and all that, but like a 6-round pick, he looks pretty good for a 6-round pick.
He looks very good.
Yeah.
I totally agree. All right.
Where you at with Green Bay?
That's where I was about to go. Yeah. And we'll get to final thoughts in a couple minutes, but just, and look, we're going to talk about this all week. We'll dive into the matchup. We'll do all that stuff.
Thoughts.
But yeah, big picture thoughts. I am more and more enthused about the matchup.
I can tell.
Yeah. I think the fact that I know he's going to play, he said he's going to play, but the Jordan Love, the fact
Dude, that I didn't hear that quote from Jordan Love, by the way, that you guys played on the morning show where he's like, my hand was numb.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And we had the NovaCare doctor on the morning show. And he talked about, he's like, yeah, with nerve stuff, he's like, you never know, man.
Yeah.
He's like, he might not feel his hand like till the end of the year. Like it might be, he might not feel his hand to play.
So
like,
can you repeat the quote he said? Cause I heard some of it, but
I can't. So I don't remember exactly.
It.
Yeah.
It was basically that his hand
couldn't
was numb
feel
on
his hand. His hand was numb.
His throwing hand.
His throwing.
Yeah. Okay.
So like he said, he's going to play all that, but like, I mean, I think you're going in with a likely diminished Jordan Love. They lost Christian Watson, who isn't the best player ever, but does stretch a field for them as a real legitimate deep threat. Like makes
physical
a difference.
Threat too, like a tough matchup.
Yeah, like so Jair Alexander, clearly their best cornerback, you know, maybe their best defensive player overall, certainly one of them.
Definitely.
Like out, you know, so
McKinney actually. But
McKinney might be.
But you're right.
The point is Alexander's one of them out. They're on the road. They're coming here. We mentioned this on the post-game pod, but, you know, a lot of people, and Ray Dittinger this morning brought up, well, like last year, the Packers, you know, came in as a 6 seed or a 7 seed or whatever, and they whooped Dallas. And, all that, and like, and that is true. And they have that ability. But last year, they were a 3-6 team who went on a 6-2 run to make the playoffs at 9-8 and then stayed hot into the playoffs. This is the opposite this year. I mean, this is a team that had a 7 or 8 game winning streak in the middle of the season. What have they gone 2-2 in their last couple? They've not looked great at any point over the last month. Plus, it just doesn't feel the same as that Packers team did last.
So in my head, I always think the Packers went to the championship game last year. They didn't.
No, they didn't.
They won the Niners. One playoff game.
They should have beaten the Niners.
Yes.
Up on
and they should have won, but they didn't. Yep. And to me, that is who the Packers are. The Packers, the idea of the Packers is more scary than the Packers themselves.
I think I agree with that.
I think we have correctly all year been like, oh, this would be a tough first round matchup. And it is. The Packers is a 7 seed.
It's a tough
is
matchup.
A tough first round
no
matchup.
No doubt.
It definitely is, right? Like, I'd rather play the Rams. I think the Rams will be easy.
I agree. Like, I you look at, like, the 7 seeds, like, the Eagles a couple years ago, that 9-8 team that got waxed by Brady.
Right.
Like, this Packers team is light years better than that Eagles team was.
I was talking to Ike about this on the pregame. Like, how the Eagles could potentially play double-digit win teams all the way through the Super Bowl. I'd be curious to know how many teams have ever done that.
Yeah, well,
that's not like a low seed.
There are no non-double-digit teams in the NFC playoffs. They all got to 10 wins.
Yeah, so I wonder how many times.
I wonder what the interesting, and again, it's skewed by the
most combined
games.
Wins.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. What's the most combined wins on a Super Bowl run? I'm sure someone knows.
No, I mean, like the Giants, they probably played. You know,
yeah, because they beat the Patriots, beat 17 or whatever it was.
This sounds, to be honest, like a Drew from Westchester thing.
Dude,
it's a lot of work, but I'd be curious to know.
In my head as you said that, I'm like, honestly, this is something Drew would tell us on
Saturday.
It'd
be a sick stat.
Yeah.
No big pressure on you, Drew. But, so here's what I was going to say with the Packers. I think the Packers are good enough that if the Eagles don't play a good game, there's enough talent there. In Jordan Love, from watching him, he can definitely make 4 or 5 throws where you're like,
I can't believe he made that.
I can't believe he made that throw, right? But he also makes more throws a game where like, you're like, ooh, Eagles got lucky on that one.
Yeah. Like, wow, that guy was wide open.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Like, thank God. Right. So I think the Eagles have more talent than the Packers.
I think the Eagles have more talent than that. That was something I meant to say before.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Watching last night too. Like it stood out, especially when you think, and I know that Lions D played great last night, but like just the amount of talent the Eagles have on both sides.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Like they are a super talented roster.
And for what it's worth,
I think you see it with the way they played yesterday against
Yeah.
Again, and I know it's the worst team in the league, but like
their
starting team lost to the Eagles backups yesterday.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think that the Eagles, like the Packers have talent on offense. Like Jaden Reed, Josh Tucker Kraft. Like
Josh Jacobs has been
awesome.
Every time I watch
Romeo Doubs. Wicks is good.
I watch a lot of Packers here. It seemed like an abnormal match. I've seen a lot of Packers. And the number one takeaway for me is Josh Jacobs.
He's awesome. But that sets up well. The Eagles are good against the run.
Great.
So I think the Packers have enough talent where if the Eagles come out sloppy or slow, like, it could get interesting. But I think the sum of the Packers to me is good, not great.
Yeah.
They lost to basically every good team they played this year. Their defense, which is good statistically, gave up over 30 points to the three good teams they played this year. The only good offense they shut down is the Rams, and they didn't even have Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua that day. So I don't even know if you would count that.
I wouldn't.
So,
at all. Absolutely not. Yeah.
So like where I go into this is I think the Eagles have the better offense, better defense, better head coach, better quarterback, and they're home.
Yep.
So like they should win this
game. Go win the football game.
They should win the game.
That's exactly right. All right. We got a full week of this coming up. Stay with us every single day at 10 o'clock. Let's get to final thoughts. We got to bulk up our final thoughts.
I know. Well, so all right. So last night was a two TV situation.
My man.
Golden Globes are on.
I know. I actually had them on I had the football game on the main TV.
I almost texted you about it.
I was just seeing who won. I didn't actually hear. Was she funny? It was Nikki
Glaser. Dude, let me tell you, Nikki Glaser.
It seemed like she would do good.
One of the funniest jokes, I have to say it again, just because it's how I felt so much about this dumb movie, Wicked. I cannot stop hearing enough.
So I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure
it's good. I'm glad everyone enjoys it.
I'm sure it's good. I don't think it's as good as it's being built.
Oh my God.
I don't think it's like the best movie of the year.
You know? So she goes. He goes, oh, I'm just learning a lot about Wicked right now because I had friends in high school. And I'm sorry. Like, I hate to like, but it just, it was so good. Dude, you have to watch your open monitor.
Okay, I will.
It was unbelievable. So anyway, if you want to question how big the Go Birds reach is, the Golden Globes added a category this year.
They added it last year, technically.
Oh, really? Vin Diesel made it sound like it was this year.
You're talking about the most money.
The box office achievement.
They added it last year.
Like, let's just stop and act like that's not the picture of the year right there. Like, they're essentially admitting that is the picture of the year. I thought it was so funny that he...
I meant to mention to you, they added it last year.
It was also funny that Vin Diesel came out because he was the one when we got in that debate about like if actors matter.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
can Vin Diesel do Hamlet?
All I could do is picture Vin Diesel up there playing Lincoln in whatever that movie is that the guy you love was in.
DDL, baby.
Glenn Powell was there.
I know.
Yeah. She had a funny joke about him that's inappropriate, but I thought it applied to you.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, I
saw a few clips this morning.
Yeah,
the Glenn Powell joke was a good joke.
So anyway, that's my final thought. Kind of, you know, not really like a delivery there, but the Golden Globes doing a box office achievement award is really just
hilarious.
So good.
It is perfect.
And although I think Wicked won it, unfortunately.
Did
it?
Correct. There you go.
I could be wrong.
It'd be funnier.
God, I need Wicked gone.
Yeah.
And then there's another one coming out this year.
Yeah, well, it's Wicked. It's part one. There's part two. Yeah.
It's
enough already.
The actor was like, the director said it's been 25 years of my life, and I'm sure he was exaggerating. But for me, like, I don't think he was. Like, I'm sure he means the play and everything.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
All right.
All right. Okay. So I'm trying to decide what to start off with. I will tease. I mentioned I will be doing this week one of my final thoughts. I just got to figure out what I'm not going to go through my whole list, but so I'll just show Elliot.
Oh, you have your, I know you
best
showed me
movies I watched last year. And I did rewatches and originals. I'll just do the first time watches movies that I saw for the first time last year, but I will narrow it down to five. So I'm going to give you my top. But I'm really
excited. Is this right now?
No. Oh, okay. I got to narrow it down. So I'm just going to go. I'm going to go with a rip. I ripped last week. I'm going to give a positive here on the broadcast. So they changed the thing, the yellow thing.
Oh, did they? They must have been a lot of again. Go Birds.
Didn't see it once, right? Yeah, so, but I want to also give them credit because something that they do that I can't believe. I think it's ESPN. I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive it's ESPN. That I know what the other ones do, and I don't know. Like it should be standard operating fare for every football game, the halftime clock.
Yeah,
where they put up, and they're like, "Oh, you got like 8 minutes left in halftime. Eight minutes, 32 seconds. Countdown of it." Why has this not always been a thing? It should be on every broadcast.
I didn't know exactly. So they do it in the stadium.
Yeah,
so.
Of course they do. You don't watch the broadcast. None of the broadcasts do it. All of a sudden, recently, I think it's ESPN, has a halftime clock. So while you're watching the halftime show, you're like, oh, I've got 11 minutes and 32 seconds left in halftime. That is awesome to freaking
That
know.
Is. Thank That's you. Very good information.
So it should be on every single NFL broadcast.
I agree.
Thank you.
I would also be down for like a commercial clock in shows.
Ooh, don't hate that either.
Now, I could see why commercials wouldn't like it.
Thank you.
Right? Because you'd be like,
we're going to be done.
I can walk
away.
Bathroom. Yeah, exactly. Quickly, before we end.
Ooh, I like this. A post-final thought.
Brian Daboll and...
I meant to mention, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
John Mara, thank you. I guess all that lack of sleep has made your decision making.
Well, it was flawed. Funny. So I was talking to some Giants.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll will be back. The Giants.
Unbelievable. So I was talking to some Giants writers yesterday, and like they both thought everyone thought that they both should be fired.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of them thought they were coming back.
A lot of them were kind of like, well, you know, you can't fire one and not fire the other. It's like, yeah, you can.
Yeah, well, look. Jags just did it.
You can actually do whatever you want. Yeah.
The Jags just did it. And I think it's crazy. I mean, everyone, the Trent Baalke thing is unbelievable. Yeah. But the Jags fired Doug Peterson and kept Trent Baalke. Yeah. Like, you can do it.
It just happened. Unbelievable to think they are bringing these two back.
It's amazing.
It is
the gift that keeps on.
Crazy. Dude, what's Dable's record got to be?
Like,
yeah, 12, and he had the 1 year. Yeah. Right. But he wins like three games all the other year. So it can't be that. It's, man, you want to talk about like a good day to be an Eagles fan?
Great.
The Giants bringing them back. It's like you can just chalk.
And look, Mike McCarthy, as of now, still has a job. We'll see what happens. Jerry Jones talked very positively.
Well, it makes it easier to bring Mike McCarthy back.
It sure does.
In terms of the biggest embarrassment. The biggest embarrassment. We'll see.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. How about it? Daily Pods. I'm so fired.
Here we go.
Join us. It's going to be awesome. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, peace out, M. James.